Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Microfiqh. Prayers are arguably the most important pillar of our faith, and here's how they're done. There are some things that we need to do before we start our prayers, and we'll get to those another time. There are some things in our prayers that are recommended to do and can help us increase the reward of our prayers. However, they are not obligatory. Some of these things include the following. There are some things that are obligatory in our prayers, and they are called the wajibat. So, let's get started. Number one, niyyah, intention. The first wajib thing that we need to do is to get our intention right. Now, you don't have to say it out loud, but you just have to know what you're doing. So if someone is asking you, what are you doing? You'll be like, well, I'm performing my prayers for dhuhr, qurbatan ila Allahi ta'ala. Number two, takbiratul ihram. Next, we need to do our takbiratul ihram. Allahu Akbar. You don't have to raise your hands, that's recommended. When you say your takbirat al-ihram, you need to be saying it correctly. In Arabic, facing the Qibla and standing still. When you say your takbirat al-ihram, the heavens are open and you are talking directly to your Creator. So pay attention and have your heart fully attentive to who you're talking to. Just one more point. The standing position is very important. You need to be in a standing position for your takbirat al-ihram. The same thing just before your ruku'. You need to be in a standing position before you go down and bow for your ruku'. Number three, recitation. The next wajib thing is your recitation. Here we get to recite Surah Al-Hamd.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
After Surah Al-Hamd, we get to recite another surah. It could be a short one or a long one, it's up to you. For the brothers, when it comes to the prayers of Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha, your Surah Al-Fatiha and the next surah need to be recited in a nice, loud voice. Not shouted, just like this.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ.
But when it comes to Dhuhr and Asr, you should be saying it in a whispering voice. Except for the Basmalas, you should say that out loud. So it looks like this.
Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Now for the sisters, all of the prayers can be prayed in a whispered voice. It is super important to make sure that you're reciting your Arabic correctly. So make sure that you get everything checked out by a pro. Number four, ruku'. Next on our list of wajibat is the ruku', or bowing down. Once you get to the ruku' position and you're still, you can get to say one of two things. Either Subhanallah three times, or Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdih. It's important to note that just before you go into ruku', into the bowing position, you need to be in a standing position and still. And when you finish your dhikr or remembrance in the bowing position or your ruku', you need to get up in a standing position again before you go into the next stage. And say, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ. Number five, sajda. Next, you would go down to your sujood, a prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the sajda, you must have seven parts of your body on the ground. And in the sajda, you would say this, سبحان ربي الأعلى وبحمده. Or you would say, سبحان الله three times. You would then get up and say, استغفر الله ربي وأتوب إليه. And go back into the sajda one more time. Once you've finished your second sajda, you are now going to get up in a standing position. Congratulations, you're now in your second rak'ah. So now you would recite Al-Fatiha and another surah. But there is something really, really recommended and highly mustahab in this second rak'ah, and it is your qunut, your supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this qunut or supplication, it is an opportunity for you to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever it is that you desire. You would then go into your ruku' and your two sujood and sit down for what is now your next wajib. Number six, at-tashahud. And this is where you say, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now, if this is your Fajr prayer, you would end there and go to the next wajib, which is as-salam. But if it's your Maghrib, or for example, your Dhuhr prayer, which is four rak'at, you would need to get up for your rak'ah number three. In this third and fourth rak'ah, it's a little bit different to the first and second. In these rak'at, we say what are called tasbihatul arba'ah. These tasbihatul arba'ah are whispered, like this.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
And you can say it once, but it's better to say it three times. Once you finish your tasbihat al-arba'a, you would go down to your ruku' and your sujood and sit down for the tashahud one more time. Number 7. After the tashahud, you would say your salams. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that finishes off the prayers. Once you say the salam, your prayer is completed and your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come to a close. Saying Allahu Akbar three times is a recommended act. Now bear in mind, another wajib thing in your prayers is that you need to perform your prayers in sequence and close succession. So for example, in terms of sequence, you can't first go into sujood and then do takbiratul ihram. It has to be in sequence. And with regards to close succession, for example, you can't do your takbiratul ihram and then stand there for an hour and not start your surah. So let's recap. There are 11 things that you must do during a prayer. Number 1. Intention. Number 2. Takbiratul ihram. Allahu Akbar. Number 3. Be in a standing position. Number 4. Recitation. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Number 5. Ruku'. Number 6. Sajda. Number 7. Dhikr or remembrance. Number 8. Tashahud. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Number 9. Sequence. Number 10. Close succession. Number 11. And salam. One final point. What you're looking at is a visualization of the steps we talked about. Takbiratul Ihram is only said once at the beginning of the prayer, not at the beginning of each rak'ah. The tashahud isn't said at the end of every rak'at either. It is only said at the end of the second and at the end of the final rak'at. Together, these steps constitute a single rak'at or unit of prayer. The morning prayer or fajr has two rak'ats. So you repeat this process twice before finishing the prayer with the salam. Dhuhr and Asr prayers each have 4 rak'ats. Maghrib has 3 rak'ats. And Isha has 4. This was Micro Fiqh, giving you a little dose of fiqh wherever you are.